we had a great off season. Kids worked really hard. You know, we returned Dylan Spencer and Gavin Cagle up front. You know, and losing, you know, the seniors that we lost on our offensive line, it'll be a little difficult, you know, replacing those guys. But I think Gabe Stark and you know, Riley Gott and a couple of our young guys, Tim Kempton, back on that offensive line from last year. So, you know, we still have three good solid veterans up there. You know, and then just finding the right guys to plug in.
You can't generally, if you're going to be really successful, lean on a lot of 9th and 10th graders, but the numbers down there are pretty good. And with those younger classes, there seems to be some ability that's kind of entering the program. Do you see the same thing?
Yeah, we have a couple of kids. Elijah Miller's a big freshman for us. You know, and some kids that kind of surprised us at camp when we went to Benedictine this summer. And then, you know, like I said, they've all worked really hard in the off season. Summer was really good to us. So, you know, I don't know how many of those guys will get an opportunity to play on Friday night, but, you know, they definitely help us practice-wise, and you know, they're excited about getting some reps in there at the JV level.
Your team made strides last year, but I kind of look back at last year, too, and say it was great to win at Brookfield, but the opportunity to have a district game at CF Russell Stadium was really close, and you let that opportunity slip by a little bit. Do you kind of look back at last year and say, we did make strides, but there's still some meat on the bone we got to go after this fall?
Oh, yeah, and our kids are hungry. You know, they realize that, you know, we had a couple slip-ups in the conference and you know, a couple of games that we, you know, just didn't show up to play. You know, and we talked about that stuff in the offseason, fixing those mental issues and that kind of stuff. So, you know, I think they've been prepared mentally, I think, been preparing all summer long and excited about getting out there on the field.
Is Gallatin the team to beat in the GRC this year? As you kind of look at the eight squads, how do you kind of oversee everything? What conference landscape?
Well, I think Gallatin's got to be a team to watch. I think, you know, Milan's got some good returners and, you know, South Harrison will be solid. You know, I was just telling some guys yesterday at our staff meeting, you know, Maysville's got some good young talent and their coaches have, you know, really been doing a good job with them. So I think there's a few teams in the conference to, you know, keep your eye on.